"It's over," said a source in the legislature, a Dem, when asked about the 2020 presidential election. The source was already intently focused on today's budget address, scheduled for delivery by Governor Phil Murphy before a joint session of the legislature at 2 p.m. "What about Prez? Donald J. Trump wins," the source shrugged. Amid alarm bells sounding from the likes of U.S. Senator Bob Menendez, D. New Jersey, and U.S. Representative Josh Gottheimer, D5, and Garden State Equality legend Stephen Goldstein, insiders asked the elected official if his or her party can heal. "It can only keep imploding before it heals," the source said. "Can that happen in time for this current election cycle?" "No," the source said. "This year a write-off? It's healthy in the long run for younger leadership to rise through the ranks," the source said. "The elders have lost the meaning of what our party is about," the source added with an exclamation point. On the heels of U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' blowout Nevada victory, write-off year. What an embarrassment. Democratic Socialist Sanders appears in control at this point. According to 538's Nate Silver, unlike in Iowa and New Hampshire, there aren't really any qualifications or caveats about Sanders' victory here. Nevada is a diverse state, and Sanders did well among a broad array of demographic groups, including winning 53% of Hispanics and 27% of African Americans, according to the entrance poll. This is a pretty good electorate for Sanders: young, working class, unionized, heavily Hispanic. But he's also worked hard to cultivate support from those groups of voters. Hispanic voters weren't a major strength of his in 2016, for example. Perhaps fortunately for him, there are also plenty of these types of voters in the two biggest delegate prizes on Super Tuesday, California and Texas.